The state's six homes usually serve about 450 Alaskans at any given time. State Pioneers Home Division Director Vicki Wilson says reduced funding is dropping that number by about 30 or 7%.
They are beds that we are not filling because we don't have adequate staff to be able to ensure good, safe care.
She says her agency has lost 30 positions, mostly due to attrition. And since senior care is labor-intensive, fewer people can be housed. That means the homes, three in Southeast and three in the Rail Belt, can no longer accept new residents in its highest category of care. It's called Level 3, and it's pretty much like a nursing home with 24-hour hands-on assistance.
Right at the moment, it's all six of them. No one's taking any of the Level 3s right at this point.
More than half of all residents and a large number of applicants are in that category. Two lower levels, different types of assisted living care, require less staffing. Wilson says seniors seeking the lower level of care might have a chance to get a bed, but probably not right away.
We would look carefully at their level of care and see if we could manage them with the staff that we have.
This is devastating.
Ann Seacrest is communications director for the Alaska branch of AARP, a nationwide senior advocacy group. She says Alaskans are living longer and staying at home as late as they can, but there comes a time when more care is required. So Pioneer home cuts remove a much-needed option.
The majority of individuals are cared for at home. There are approximately 120 to 128,000 Alaskans who serve as unpaid family caregivers. So there's going to be more of a burden put on those unpaid family caregivers throughout the state.
Alaska, overall, falls far short of providing the care its seniors desire. Alaska Commission on Aging member Mary Shields says that's in part because of demographics.
We have the fastest growing senior population in the nation, you know, by percentage. There's nothing much we can do about that.
She says it's no surprise Pioneer homes are facing cutbacks, but she objects to those who say reductions don't have to affect services.
You know, some people call it the low-hanging fruit. I don't. We've already cut all that off. We're now into the mid-level branches.
Residents or their families do pay for part of their care. Charges run from about $2,500 to $7,000 per month. Of course, Pioneer home space opens up as residents die. Director Wilson says 20 to 25% of beds become available each year. That could allow more older Alaskans in, but Wilson says that's only if funding remains the same.
Being a realist, as we take cuts, we will continue to have to consider that more beds will have to be cut.
Even in better times, it's hard to get into a Pioneer home. As of midsummer, close to 600 people were on the active waiting list. Reporting in Juneau, I'm Ed Schoenfeld.